The ominous pillar of black smoke, debris streaming down, remnants of what was Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 caught on amateur video, the world demanding an explanation.
No one can deny the truth that is revealed in the awful images that we all have seen. And the eyes of the world are on eastern Ukraine, and we are going to make sure that the truth is out.
President Barack Obama said Friday the United States already has a good idea of what that truth is.
Well, we have confidence in saying that that shot was taken within a territory that is controlled by the Russian separatists.
U.S. officials refused to say definitively who pulled the trigger, but believe the weapon system behind the tragedy is the Buk, a Russian-made mobile surface-to-air missile system. Separatists claim to have captured one from the Ukrainian military, and Ukraine Friday released video claiming to show one on the move near the crash site heading toward the Russian border. Pentagon spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby.
It's strange credulity to think that that it could be used by separatists without at least some measure of Russian support and technical assistance.
Such help may have been easily available. Boris Zilberman at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies speaking to VOA via Skype.
And you have a lot of folks in the Donetsk regular military that are former Soviet Russian intelligence, military intelligence, GRU, or fought in Afghanistan or other Russian conflicts.
The crash site itself could also yield more clues, says Stratfor military analyst Sim Tak, speaking via Skype.
Different type of missiles and different generations of production of these systems will have, they will have variations in explosives in the warhead, which will, leave separate traces on the debris that might be distinguished.
But there are concerns that due to the location of the crash site, time may be running out.
There's been a lot of tampering with the evidence there. We have seen video footage of rebels collecting passports and debris on the site.
U.S. officials caution it's still early and that more information will likely surface over the next few days and weeks. But that will be of little comfort to friends and relatives, warning loved ones they will never see again. Jeff Selden, VOA News, the Pentagon.